عليه شو خلق بيس page tav shin chaf zain. This is a note that appears right at the end of the sefer after the index. I think many people are unaware that it even exists, this particular note, but it's relevant to what the author discussed in his introduction, the relationship between the two volumes of Alei Shur, and it's worthwhile looking at before reading the sefer. Teshuvah al Shela Sarbim, a response to a question asked by many people. Im hui fa'as chelek sheni ze shel sefer Alei Shur, with the appearance of this second volume of Alei Shur, Bechasdei Hashem Yisbarach, yis'oreru rabim lishoel, many people have asked, ma'u hayachas ben shnei chalakim, what's the relationship between the two volumes, v'cheitzad yesh lishtamesh bahem, and how should they be used? Im hui fa'as ha'madura ha'shniya be'ezras Hashem, now that the second edition has appeared, yesh makom la'anos al shela zeh, there's room to answer this question. בדקדוק נאמר נאמר בשער החלק הראשון, we said specifically in the first volume, שהוא ניסיון להדריך את בן דורנו בכניססו לסך עולם התורה ובשלבי עלייסו. The subtitle of the first volume was an attempt to guide someone in our generation as he enters the world of Torah and through the steps of his ascent, growth. כלומר, that is to say, החלק הראשון מכוון אל כל מי שליבו נדבוי. The first volume is intended for anyone who is motivated to take serious steps to enter the world of Torah. Together with the guidance about entering the world of Torah, the sections of the first volume also indicate the steps of growth which a Ben Torah can anticipate. שאיננו מזגלש משלב חיים אחד למשנהו, כאילו במקרה. It's not just an incidental movement from one stage of life to another, as if it happened just so. אלא חי חייב בדעת. We're talking about a Ben Torah who's living his life with analysis, with thought. לכן מלווים שערי הספר של האדם, therefore the separate sections of the first volume accompany a person משני סעיז בגרוס, from the years of maturing, Shar Aleph Uveis, Legil HaEsrim, to approximately the age of 20, Shar Gimel, Ad HaTekufa Shel Yesoid Bais, to the period of life when a person establishes a home, VeKabbalas Tafkid Umisa, then when a person accepts a particular position, HaYismatzus Bo'ilam, finding oneself in the world, Ad Yoim HaMisa, until one's day of death in Shar Daled. Shamanu, says the author, we've heard, שהגאון הבלתי נשכח, the unforgettable גאון רבי שמואל רוזובסקי, זיכרונו לברכה, ראש ישיבה ספוניבז', נלהב מאוד מהספר. We heard that he was very excited by the sefer בחודשי מחלתו האחרונה, in the final months of his final illness. וכנראה במיוחד מהפרקים האחרונים של השער הרביעי. It seems that he was particularly moved by the final chapters of the fourth section of the sefer. כאמור, החלק הראשון מכוון לכל נפש יקרה. As we said above, the first volume is intended for any בן תורה הרוצה להיכנס באמס לסך עולם התורה, that wishes to enter עולם התורה. היסודות המסברים בחלק זה, the fundamentals that are explained in this volume, מהדרכה שבו, and the guidance in it, דרושים לכולם, is necessary for everyone. והם מהווים גם הקדמה לחלק השני. They also constitute an introduction to this second volume. לכן החלק השני מקצר בעניינים שנסברו בחלק הראשון. Therefore, the second volume is brief concerning matters that were already explained in the first volume. החלק השני בנוי על הראשון. The second volume is built on the first one. אך הנושא שלו עניין חדש, but its subject matter is something new. בדקדוק נאמר בשער החלק הנוכחי. In this volume, the subtitle is ניסיון להדריך את בן דורנו בכניססו לעבודה מוסרית, an attempt to guide someone in our generation as he enters the realm of עבודת מוסר. הרי הוא עוסק בעניין מיוחד, so this volume deals with a specific subject, אשר לצערנו, unfortunately, לא כל מי שחי בעולם התורה פונה אליו, not everyone who is a member of עולם התורה turns to, ו- via avodah musaris. That subject is character perfection. Ulay zecher chelak hazeh berachamesh shemizbarach al dereinu hayasom lifkoch enei rabim. Perhaps this volume will have an effect on this generation or fan generation to open the eyes of many people. Perhaps they will see how Avodas Musar is imperative for every Talmid Chacham. And what a rich world opens up to a person who learns Musar and is involved in Musar. However, the intent of this volume is not to convince, אלא להדריך אסהריצה ללכס בדרך הנפלא שישבו לנו הרביסנו בעלי המוסר נשמס המדן. The idea here is to guide a person who already is willing, who wants to follow the wondrous path traced by the בעלי המוסר והאמס יורד דרכוי. שנוי סדאויס בין הקוראים. People who have learnt both volumes have different opinions. יש אומרים שהחלק השני יוסק על להבין מהראשון. Some say that the second volume is easier to understand than the first, ויש אומרים שיוסק קשה. Others say it's more difficult. כנראה מסקשים רבים בהבנת השעה השלישי של החלק הראשון. It seems that many people found it difficult to understand the third section of the first volume, ששם מסברים העיקרים הגדולים, where we explain the great fundamentals של דעס עצמנו, self-knowledge, Das Ketzes der Havis Borach, something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, V'das Tera. Dvarim Mechudashim Yikarim, those are novel and fundamental issues. Hatzaas Hadracha Bashar Sheni Shel HaChelek Hasheni, the way we set out the guidance in the second section of this second volume, Nir'eis Pushuta V'Kala, it seems to be straightforward and easy. Ach Yenasuna La'avoid Alpia, but those who will try to actively and practically apply the material, they will soon realize that it is not at all straightforward and easy. As far as the practical use of the two volumes, we have to warn that an individual should not skip straight to the section in this volume that deals with Avodas Musar. Talmid Chacham ve'oved Musari chayav livnois et etzmo. Talmid Chacham and somebody who's going to build himself in Avodas Musar has to build himself. Ve'chol bonei tzarich mikodem lanechas hayesod levinyanoi. A builder has to first lay the foundation for the edifice. Ve'achar kach yasim nidbach al gabei nidbach. Then he can lay brick after brick, row after row. Lachen hatzair be'erech begil 17. A youngster of the age of approximately 17, yeschil b'chelek rishon ma'aschala. He should begin at the beginning of the first volume. Rak shekanag v'derech limud v'yashus b'avanas sugyos ha'gmara. Only when he's acquired proficiency in learning various sugyos in Gemara. Rak az yasuk b'das etzmo lefi yashar shlishi. Only then should he be involved in self-knowledge in accordance with the third volume. Once he's learned that section deeply, וגם הגיע הדברים אל עצמוי, and he applies it to himself, יסחיל ללמוד את החלק השני, מהסחל הזה, he can begin to learn this volume from the beginning. אם יש אס נפשו להיכנס בעזרת השם לעבודה מוסרית, if he's motivated, if he wishes to enter עבודת מוסר, ינסה למצוא חברים שגם הם שואפים להסלמד בעבודה זו. He should try and find friends who also have this aspiration to practice this avida. V'yavdu b'tzavta, they should work together, b'diyuk lefi kol akdamois v'arois ha'nimtzeus b'shar sheni, precisely according to all the prerequisites and the instructions in the second part. B'shar revi'i shel chelek harishoin, regarding the final section, the fourth section of the first volume, yilmad esam pakim hanogim lo lemaase b'tkufos chayav. You should learn those chapters that are relevant in particular periods of his life. Mishi sagel ktsas b'avoda musaris be'ez midois. A person who's got some experience with avodas musar in particular midois, יוכל לפי עיסה מסכנת של העבודה לפני סדר השעה השלישי. Can then turn to the third section and use the same type of avida. הסדר בזה אינו מעכב. The order here is not essential. רק חמישה פרקים הראשונים במערכת העבודה המוסרית. But the first five chapters in the set of essays about avodas musar מוכרחים להקדים לכל עבודה. Those must come before any avida. רצוי ללמוד את השער הרביעי רק אחרי שהסלמדו ברוב ענייני העבודה של השערים הקודמים. It's preferable to learn this, the fourth section only after one has practiced most of the inyanim, most issues of avida of the previous sections. Avida gdola mutelas alayinu b'mishach kol yemei chayenu. There's an enormous task placed upon us throughout our lives kedei lagi le'ezo madrega shel shlemus, to reach any sort of perfection. Ach ein b'avida zo kfitzes v'dilugim. In this avida, there's no skipping, there aren't any shortcuts. Kmo b'vinyan b'ayis shel avanim, just like when a person is building a solid structure, there are no shortcuts. Hoylech b'misinus, a person who walks gradually, consistently, tzad achar tzad, step after step, yitzliach b'ezras Hashem yitzbarach, will succeed with the help of Hashem. Ad kan.